This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates. Where lawbreakers become game changers. This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field on May 15th. Let's meet our cellmates. We have Nick in Seattle. Nick, would you say that you were celebrating your divorce after it was final?
I'm not sure what I was doing. I think I lost my mind for a little while.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I got divorced in 93, and for some reason, every Wednesday night, which is a night that we used to go out, I went out by myself in the same bars, and I wind up getting drunk. And at some point, I'd be too drunk, probably told to leave the bar, giving people grief, and then I would get picked up by the Buffalo police, which I knew all of them because I was friends. And they put me in a drunk tank with the real winos for the evening, and then kicked me out in the morning.
I like how you refer to the other drunks as the real drunks. You're getting wasted every Wednesday night.
Yeah, well, every Wednesday night. The Turkey Day night, Wednesday before Turkey Day, for 4 years in a row.
Oh, that is a legendary
party night, for sure.
Did you drink Wild Turkey?
I drank Yukon Jack Hunter Proof whiskey, and I was out of my mind.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That makes my chest burn just thinking about it.
Oh, it's delicious.
All right, Nick, we're going to meet your cellmate, who is Beck in Shelton. Beck, where did you find this money order?
We found it in the back, the pouch in the back seat of a car.
What was the money order for?
$495, but it had nothing else on it.
So there was a money order so there for, was, did you try and cash it?
Well, so we held on to it. So I was a DD on New Year's Eve and drove a bunch of friends, a bunch of strangers through different bars, different fast food places. And the next day, we were cleaning out the car, and we found it. It was in the back with some napkins and random mess.
Random mess, yes.
And we asked everybody, hey, if you tell us the amount, because it was a really weird amount, then obviously it's yours.
Right.
And so we held on to it for like 2 months. At the end of February, my roommate signed it over to me. We cashed it. And we used part of it as a deposit on a new rental. And, we called the money order place like every week, you know, for a while. This is back in early 2000s before social media and whatnot. And, you know, they said, nope, you got to treat it like cash. You have the stub. You know, there's no way to track it and et cetera. And so, you know, we tried and then we ended up cashing it in April. The cops showed up to the work. They're like, you cashed a stolen money order. And I was like, no, we didn't steal it. We found it. And we
likely
tried.
Story.
Yeah, I was like, man, so yeah, that went on my record. I was like, oh, dang.
Did you have to pay?
Apparently, it's not finders keepers.
But it definitely is losers weepers.
Yeah.
So did you have to pay somebody back? Like, how did you even figure out like where it came from, or did it just you just got in trouble for it? And that was the end of the story for you.
No, we paid her back, whoever it was. The thing that always kind of blew my mind is that the lady, I was more paranoid because the lady put like a restraining order against us. And I was like, I don't even know who this is.
She must have been freaking out, maybe thinking, oh, I busted the crooks and I'm worried that they're going to come and get me.
Right. And then this, apparently and I felt bad for her, you know, the lady, her purse was stolen from one of the bars. We figured that maybe somebody had dumped it next to the car and one of the drunk people getting in the back saw the stuff, picked it up, thinking maybe these napkins fell out of the car or something and just stuck it in the back seat. But yeah, it was.
More importantly, though, I mean, I heard they're expensive. Did you have to give back the tampons as well?
She didn't seem to care about.
Well, it wasn't the right time of the.
Never mind. Steve Miggs, based on the severity of the crimes of these two cellmates, who should go first in the game?
Let's start with Nick.
All right.
Delicious whiskey.
All right, Nick, first question to you. The Iron Chef America TV shows were based on the Iron Chef show that originated in what country?
Japan.
Correct.
That is correct.
All right. Beck, your question. If you get this right, the game continues. If you get it wrong, then Nick is our big winner. Who is the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time with 28 medals?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Nick, back to you. In what ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located?
The Atlantic.
Correct. Beck, you must get this right for the game to continue. Dreamboat Annie was the debut studio album from what rock band?
Oh. The Beatles?
Ooh, that would be
Local Heart. Girls.
Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Yep.
Congratulations, Nick. You are going to see the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field 2 weeks from tomorrow.
But bad news, Nick. It's on a Wednesday, so you got to behave.
I actually quit drinking 10 years ago.
My good man. For you, man. That's
hell
awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast. Have a great time at the Rolling Stones show.
Rockaholics, there is a band who has been playing at least one show a year for the past 63 years.
And it's not the Rolling Stones.
It's not the Rolling Stones. But who is it? We're going to tell you after Modest Mouse.
The Daily Mix Show.
UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of the 40 longest touring streaks in rock music. Now, in order to qualify, the artist has to have at least one performance in a calendar year. And this could be a concert or it could be like a TV performance, appearance, something like that. Here are the acts, starting with number one.
Coming soon to whatever fair you have in your town.
No, it's August 23rd at Chateau Saint-Michel.
Is that where they're going to be?
They are, the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, baby.
63 years, 1961 to the present.
They've been playing every year for six. I've never seen the Beach Boys live. I kind of want to.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen Brian Wilson live, and it was amazing.
Really?
It was amazing for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, no.
I mean, they were very good. It was Brian Wilson and a band called The Wondermints. That was his backing band, and they were amazing. They were really good. But Brian, he was battling some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's not all there.
Yeah.
But he's there, but he's not there. And I don't know how else to describe it. And, like, not only just, like, I think in a mental state, but also in a physical way, because he's on stage, at least the time I saw him. He had a keyboard in front of him, and it was kind of like his safety blanket. And he's playing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then my buddy and I, once we realized that piano was not plugged in, keyboard,
no.
We could not stop looking at it.
Oh.
And then you start looking at his hands, and you realize he's not even playing the keyboard. He's just like a child, just tapping on it. And I was like, they were still great, but it kind of made you sad for the guy because you could tell like he was just not he probably doesn't want to be up there.
Well, if you do go, Steve, the drummer is a local guy, John Bolton from Auburn, Washington. He used to be in the Beatniks.
The Beatniks.
Maybe he's still in the Beatniks.
He is a great drummer.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, the next couple of acts here are all tied at 57 years, so 1967 to the present.
Do you think any of these bands are kind of hoping, like, hey, that guy's getting old, we'll be able to finally get ahead of that band? No.
Here we go.
Who the hell is this?
Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Again, Danny picked a song that I'm not familiar with.
I don't know this song. I don't know much about Chicago, and clearly Danny doesn't either, because I don't think this is any of their big hits.
I looked at Sarah, and I said, Sarah, I don't know who the F Chicago is, but can you give me a song? She gave me two, and this was on the list of their biggest songs.
What song is that called?
Look Away.
Look Away?
Yeah. See, I would have picked 25 or 6-4.
No one has heard of those. Jared.
Yes, they have.
I would have done the You're the Inspiration. You know that one, right?
No.
No.
What? You guys have got to know that one.
Come well, after on. Hearing that little clip of whatever song that was, I don't think we have to.
Look at this video, too. Oh. So dramatic. In my soul, baby, you're the meaning in my
life. You're the They look old in this video. What was this?
I know.
Sarah,
are they still alive picking it?
Is it all the original members? I don't think so.
We were looking at throwback photos of them, Sarah and I were, and we were picking which one we would choose.
Which one we would smash.
Which one we would smash.
My favorite part of this is like you send these, like I'm like, hey, Danny, there's some lists about a bunch of old bands. And I could have helped him by trying to find some of the hits. But I'm like, it's more fun behind the scenes to put Danny through the hell that is trying to figure out what are the hit songs from some of these bands that he's never even heard of.
Okay, what about this band, Steve?
All of a sudden, Taryn
has a lighter.
I love me some REO Speedwagon.
Terrence, turn the lights off. Yeah. This is very awkward. I know the song. I don't know anything about REO Speedwagon. I know the band, obviously.
Well, they've been touring for 57 years straight.
When I was a kid, I legit thought they were sponsored by Oreos. And I was like, REO Speedwagon? That sounds awesome.
And why is the marquee? They ran out of O's because they just have REO.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
It's a toe tapper.
It was.
I'm feeling this one. This is Santana, right?
Yep. Neil Schon got his start with this band.
I would see Santana live just because that's a legend.
Yeah. Especially if Rob Thomas was with him.
Oh, forget about it. I'd buy two tickets. Because I mean, Beach Boys, so far of this list of the bands that I would want to see live, I mean, the Beach Boys, I'd like to see them before they're fully done. I mean, I'm happy at least I saw Brian Wilson. I heard Chicago do a sound check once at the Washington State Fair. That's good enough. I don't even know if it was their roadies. I'm not really into that band. REO Speedwagon, I can live without, but I would like to see Santana.
Okay, what about this artist?
I know this because of Forrest Gump.
Which is a great soundtrack. It's Jackson Browne.
I love this song.
It's got great harmonies.
Yeah. I don't think, can you name another Jackson Browne song?
Yes, Doctor My Eyes.
I didn't ask you, I was asking Danny. Yeah, clearly you can. You can't stay in your seat. You're dancing so much right now.
Dr. Moon, what did she say? Dr. Moonstabber?
Doctor My Eyes.
Oh, Doctor My Eyes.
Dr. Moonstabber. That sounds like an adult film. I don't know if I want to watch that one. I won't click on that thumbnail.
Do you know this band, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Why'd you pick this song?
That's the first one that came up.
What would you have picked? What would be your Blue Oyster Cult song?
I mean, it's so easy.
I knew you were going to pick this.
Of course it's this.
Sarah, can we leave the room?
I know, right? I don't know this one.
Steve is such a great drummer, but man, watching him play... Air bass is...
Air bass.
Yeah, he's not even playing air guitar. Throws it back down. Come on. It's about Godzilla.
I legit thought this was Blue Man Group when I first read it.
Blue Geister, go.
Go, go, Godzilla.
Danny, I think you have one more on our list.
I do.
Last but certainly not least.
I don't think Steve's going to stop playing
here
the other
goes Tokyo, go, go, Godzilla! Okay, fine.
Also tied at 57 years touring.
You made me stop playing Godzilla for this? She's so happy.
I love Van Morrison.
All right, would you rather hear this or Godzilla?
Hey, Sarah? We go?
Godzilla.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, what? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow.
It's a battle of mashup.
A battle of music.
That's the mashup nobody wants, Danny.
Rockaholics Dave Hackstall was fired by the Kraken, and of course, many fans had to flock to social media to share their opinions on the coaching change. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Metallica fans, boy, do we have some exciting news for you. Starting tomorrow and all month long, we are giving you many chances to win tickets to see Metallica at Lumen Field on Friday, August 30th.
Yeah.
Every single day in May, listen for the code words to be announced around 7:20, 11:20, 4:20, and 8:20.
Yeah!
And then you text them for your chance to win. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah!
One lucky winner will also receive the grand prize of the official Metallica vinyl catalog and a turntable.
Yeah!
That's nice.
You can get more info under the contest page at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck.
Yes.
And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, the Seattle Kraken announced that they have fired their head coach, Dave Hackstall. Of course, many fans went on social media to talk about it. Some were excited, others were a bit confused. So let's go straight to the comments.
And the production's right. Like, I definitely got sucked into this because once it happened, I'm like, well, how's everybody feeling about it? So yeah, we went and saw some of the comments on social media, some of the posts that the Kraken put out there. At first, their post was very abrupt. It's like, Dave Hackstall's gone. And people were like, you can't even say thank you. And then like 3 or 4 minutes later, they put up a thank you graphic for Dave Hackstall. Oh. And they're like, that's more like it. I mean, the guy did give us 3 seasons. But we sent a bunch of these posts to Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and he pulled out some of his favorite comments. And here are a few of them. Are you ready for the first comment about Dave Hackstall being let go?
Let's do it.
Well, he wasn't the problem, but okay.
Dude, I saw so many comments pretty much saying he's not the problem. Like, he didn't trade or pick the players that he has to coach, but okay.
Wow, all the players you traded this season are all now on playoff teams. Whose fault is that?
I think he doesn't think it's Dave Hackstall's fault. A lot of people are pointing towards Ron Francis, the general manager.
Ridiculous how they try to blame the bottom when the top is who is making the bad decisions. He works with what he is given.
Shame, I say, shame! Ron should take a look inward at himself. Make better moves!
My ears playing tricks on me. It was a guy riding a horse while saying
that. Clip-clop, clip-clop.
Best coach in Kraken history.
We can all agree to that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one in our hearts.
He was the best.
He was far from the problem. This young of a franchise should not be acting so stupid already.
That guy also was on a horse, apparently.
Can I sit on your lap? For some reason, I really want to be pampered by adults.
What?
What? I
guess the porn bots are getting involved in this as well. Did that have anything to do with Dave Hextall? I'm confused.
Can I sit on your lap?
I mean, okay.
Link in bio.
Good riddance! Go back to coaching college where you can be successful. He's a good college coach, but doesn't fit the mold of a successful NHL coach. There have been long rumors that some of the pending free agents wouldn't re-sign here if he was still the bench boss next year.
See, I wasn't paying attention to some of those. That guy's very angry, first of all. Mm-hmm. But of those rumors about players, when I first saw a couple comments saying that, I was like, what are you talking about? How do you know? And then an ESPN insider, she goes on and says, oh, yeah, there's several players, some significant ones, that said, yeah, if Hextall comes back, I don't want to be on this team.
That's wild.
It's so crazy to me. I want to know more of the information that's going on with that.
Leak it.
Spill it.
Good riddance. Go back to...
Oh, yeah, we already heard that. We got one more. You ready?
Yes.
All right. About Dave Hextall getting fired by the Seattle Kraken.
Frankly, looked like the team just totally stopped playing when they knew they weren't going to the playoffs. France's name is on the cup. Hextall's isn't. I think Ron probably knows what the team needs.
Does he? I guess we're going to find out. This is a very make or break offseason for Ron Francis.
And I feel like more information is going to unfold.
Oh, yeah. It might not happen right away, but like Danny was mentioning when we were talking off the air, like at some point, one of these players, either they retire or they get traded, and they're going to be the one to say, oh, yeah, we couldn't stand playing under Dave Hextall. And that blows my mind because I didn't think that was the vibe that this team had about Dave Hextall. And to me, it just feels like, not wanting to play for him because he's like whatever, like a bad coach or whatever. I feel like it has to be more than just that to make the organization be like, you know what? These players are right. We got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, more to come.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited to see who they're going to get as a new coach.
Rockaholics, imagine, if you will, for a moment, what's it like to be hit by a bus? One of Steve's buds just experienced this over the weekend and lived to tell the story. And it is a crazy one. We're going to chat with All Elite Wrestling star, Seattle's own Darby Allin, after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
AEW Dynamite will be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on Wednesday, May 15th. You can get all the info at allelitewrestling.com.
And I'm excited to talk to our guests because that's not the original reason why we're even talking here, but of course it's timed out perfect because they're coming to town. So my buddy who wrestles at AEW is Darby Allin, and recently he was planning on doing this big Mount Everest climb. Then he broke his foot, so he wasn't able to do that. And then over the weekend, I see pictures of him all bruised up, and only to find out he got hit by a bus. And I was like, oh my gosh. And there he is, like, doing stuff still after that. Lived to tell the tale, of course. And I was like, we got to get Darby on to talk about it. I don't even know what the hell the experience being hit like by a bus would be like, but Darby's on the phone with us. Darby, how are you?
I'm alive.
Oh. Dude, I feel like every day if I called you, that would be the way you'd answer the call.
I'm alive.
No, it's been a crazy few months for sure, with Mount Everest having to be postponed to next year. Once I broke my foot, everybody says, maybe it's a sign that you shouldn't climb Mount Everest. And then the first thing I said, maybe it's a sign I should climb it next year. And they're like, stop, slow down. And then I got hit by a bus. And like, maybe it's definitely a sign you shouldn't climb Mount Everest. And I was like, maybe it's a sign I should also climb it next year. Like, I still am going to climb Mount Everest. You can't stop me.
Darby, there's no buses on Mount Everest. I think whatever those people are saying is bullcrap.
Yeah. There's no buses on Mount Everest. I'll be good up there.
You'll be safe. Taryn doesn't know, I don't think, the story. So can you just give my friend Taryn over here the backstory behind you deciding one day you're like, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And you weren't going through like a ton of the training to do it. You were just going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was literally, it just popped up in my head one night, and I was like, man, I really, really want to do that. That's like something to push my body to the absolute limits, because everybody sees what I do physically in AEW. But I thought, man, like, what's something a pro wrestler has never done before? So I started thinking, I was like, Mount Everest, that sounds insane. So I just instantly, like, jumping on the phone with a bunch of climbing companies, and then they're like, yo, you need experience. You can't just go to climb Mount Everest. And I was like, okay, like, so I'll go through any training program you have. And I completed all the training programs, and they told me, we have never seen someone succeed in mountain climbing as fast as you have. Like, they're like, you're gonna do amazing on Mount Everest. So I was like all excited. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna kick Mount Everest's ass. This is gonna be awesome. And then 2 weeks before I was supposed to fly out, I broke my foot in the wrestling and at the show. I broke my foot in the first minute of the match, and I wrestled an extra 13 minutes on the broken foot. And then it was so hard. It was miserable. But then I got 3 metal plates put in my foot. So I'm recovering from that. But I fully plan on climbing Mount Everest again next year. I'm not taking this as a sign to stay away from the mountain. I'm taking this as a sign to kick ass next year. So I'm ready to rock.
We're talking with Darby Allin, and in the world of wrestling, you guys get hit with everything from chairs to tables. What exactly does it feel like to get hit by a bus?
Okay, so you want to hear the story?
Yes, yes. I saw the pictures. I was like, oh my gosh, dude, your face got all wrangled.
So I was hanging out with Raymond Pettibone, which if anybody knows who Raymond is, he's like one of the godfathers of punk rock art. Like, he created the Black Flag logo, and he's done so much work for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sonic Youth, Iggy Pop. Like, he's really big into the art world. And, you know, he's an older guy. He's like 64, but he can't walk that well. So we're in New York hanging out, and he's jaywalking, and I see this bus. It's taking a right turn. And I was like, there's no way they're going to see Raymond at night walking, like, at all. Like, because they said he can't really even walk that good. So as I'm like pushing him, like, all right, hurry up, like, go, there's a bus coming. And then as the bus was taking a ride, it might have been going like 8 to 10 miles. So it wasn't like anything, like, it wasn't like 30 miles an hour. But as I was pushing him out of the way, the side of the bus window, my face bounced off of it.
Oh
man.
So you could say I saved Raymond Pettibone's life.
You're a hero.
Yeah, you took a bus for him.
I did take a bus for him. I didn't take a bullet, but I took a bus for him.
So I have a feeling you would take a bullet too, though. I don't think that's a question.
Did you get checked out?
No. Not right then and there, no. I got checked out later, and definitely the nose is broke. But the only thing everyone's like, yo, is everything else good? I'm like, the only thing that got broke in the accident is my nose and my dignity.
Oh, it could have been worse. That's for sure. It could have been worse.
I don't feel like that's a. Yeah. I don't think that's a blow to your dignity at all, man. You saved a man's life.
I know. Well, but yeah. So, you know, I'm in bed right now. I'm here with the broken face and the broken foot. I'm can't really breathe. I'm sitting here with the nose bandage on. My nose is completely numb. But I will live. I feel like I've been through worse. And
I just love that in the back of your mind the entire time, all you're thinking about is, at some point, though, I am definitely still climbing Mount Everest. Like, this is, like, the ultimate goal for you.
Yeah. So it's crazy because, like, I always wanted, like, I was like, okay, I want to climb this, but now I really want to climb it. When it was ripped away from me, knowing how good training was going and everybody being like, you're going to be amazing. This is awesome. Like, there's my guide who's going to climb with me, climb Everest 22 times. And he told me, you're going to kick this mountain's ass. And I was like, yeah. Like, so then to have it ripped away, I'm like, no. But I'm like I said, I have to wait till next April because you can only climb it 2 months out of the year. So I'll wait, but I'll be ready to rock. And hopefully I stay in one piece in a year. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. People say maybe you got to put this kid in a bubble for a year and get him in one piece.
AEW Dynamite's going to be here at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on Wednesday, May 15th. I know you're dealing with a broken foot. Now you have a broken nose. Will we be seeing Darby there? Or are there hopes of you making it back? I mean, that would be a hometown show for you.
Yeah, you know, but unfortunately my foot is not scheduled to heal until, like, I'd say June. So if I did roll up, it would just be with a broken face and a broken foot waving to the crowd, which, they, you know, may not be the worst thing.
No.
Well, I'll see. Yeah, you know, because I train in Everett, Washington, so it would be like an ultimate homecoming of sorts. So, yeah, that would be really cool. But you said like May 15th. I gotta see. I think I might be able to make it.
The place would go nuts if they get to see you in there. I mean, just a way, like I said, like a quick wave and say what's up. You know that entire hometown crowd would love to see.
Yeah, as long as there's no buses, I'm good.
Darby Allin, thank you so much for chatting with the Daily Mix Show this morning. When you get to resume your quest to climb Mount Everest, we will support you every step of the way and can't wait to hear all about it.
I'm a hero. I saved Raymond Pettibone's life. I'm a hero.
Darby, thanks so much for taking some time out, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
Well, how would you like to beat Steve on the heels of a perfect 10 that you got this morning, Steve?
I still feel good about that.
He's currently 107 wins, 27 losses, and 17 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.